Jude. Chapter 1. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to those who are called, loved by God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ, mercy to you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, while I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I was constrained to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For there are certain people who crept in secretly, even those who were long ago written about for this condemnation, ungodly people, turning the grace of our God into sensuality, and denying our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Now I want to remind you, though you already know all these things, that the Lord, having saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. Angels who did not keep their first domain, but deserted their own dwelling place, he has kept in everlasting bonds under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities around them, having, in the same way as these, given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the punishment of everlasting fire. Yet in like manner these also in their dreaming defile the flesh, despise authority, and slander celestial beings. But Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil and arguing about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him an abusive condemnation, but said, "May the Lord rebuke you." But they speak evil of whatever things they do not know. What they understand naturally, like the creatures without reason, they are destroyed in these things. Woe to them! For they went in the way of Cain, and ran riotously in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in Korah's rebellion. These are hidden rocky reefs in your love feasts when they feast with you, shepherds who without fear feed themselves, clouds without water, carried along by winds, autumn leaves without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, wild waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, for whom the blackness of darkness has been reserved forever. About these also Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, "Look, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones, to execute judgment on all, and to convict all the ungodly of all their works of ungodliness which they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." These are murmurers and complainers, walking after their lusts, and their mouth speaks proud things, showing respect of persons to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which have been spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you that in the end time there will be mockers, walking after their own ungodly lusts. These are they who cause divisions, and are sensual, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, keep building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to everlasting life. And reprove some who are disputing, and some save, snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy with fear, hating even the clothing stained by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory in great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.